How to develop the habit of calm and cool in difficulties. Keeping calm in difficult situations is easier said than practiced. A frantic search for solutions is usually the norm in every difficulty, be it natural, self-inflicted, or those that are caused by others. Fleeing from difficulty does not solve the situation, for it could recur. From time immemorial, man has been under duress in his hunt for food and a safe abode to sustain himself and his family. This is true even today, which is the primary nature of all creations, and a human being is no exception. In his nomadic state, he was master to a vast domain of land, where he chose the creed of life and comfort. From then to a settled agrarian life and with growing numbers and competition, wants needed to be controlled by mutually understood regulations. This brought in a sea change to life. To win and beat the other is inherent but nomadic. To find a way around to sustain is either to fight or wait in patience, holding ground. Realizing that holding ground or an offensive would be detrimental, man became wise to the need for regulations with a logical application of his wisdom. Applying this, forcefully or by cajoling, took time. Difficulties are an everyday occurrence in life and could be from ravages of nature, results of own actions or actions of others. Though nature has everything in an offer on a silver plate for everyone, she has her mind and does not know a friend or foe. She nourishes and sustains both, but very often facing her fury calls for concerted and wholesome effort from all, in ameliorating damages of her onslaught, to remain alive and sustain. Difficulties from furies of natural calamities often are unpredictable, inevitable and unpreventable. Man needs to remain united, calm and creative to face nature's onslaughts. Being calm does not mean inaction. It involves efforts to save life and property and to be able to rebuild. Our actions and sometimes thoughts become the cause of personal difficulty and prove bitter in carrying a normal existence, resulting in pain, loss and bitterness proving very often catastrophic, as the mind suffers and turns inward, causing depression. Depending on a trusted someone could help ameliorate the grief to remain calm. Dependence is the hallmark of life. Animals and plants depend on each other for their life and sustenance. Sharing grief and seeking solace will prove fruitful. No matter how, injury or insult caused by others is a difficulty more grievous than those caused by the self, but is just another facet of life that needs a calm perspective to reason. Fighting back is the instinct that usually prevails. The will to refrain from fighting back needs to come from within, realizing that violence has never been the intent of creation. A calm but realistic approach to dealing with such difficult situations often puts back life into living. Fighting back irrationally seldom helps. Understanding that difficulties in life are inevitable and unpredictable is primary in dealing with them. Identifying the root cause of the difficulty, other than those that are due to nature and her fury, eases the endeavor to remove them effectively. Ensuring that they do not come back adds charm to life. If a calm effort to dilute the onslaught of a difficulty, natural, self-inflicted or those caused by others, is possible, it would go a long way in building confidence and good relationships. Learning to ignore minor ones and to bear the consequences will save time and effort in dealing with them. However, man has survived only because he has realized that difficulties are inherent to life and meeting them calmly can alone subtend to his existence. Order number. Sign up below and utilize our free habit-changing service. Your name. Valid email ID. Contact number, optional. Do you want to change your habit? Yes. Definitely I want. Great. Submit below.